Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Glimpses of Life Through Books, Part 3. I first read a copy of Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy in 2004. Brian listed 21 ways of how to be productive, with priority tasks, achieving positive results. The book did not quite resonate. I was at that stage in my life where my confidence and self-esteem were low, while I continued to make a slow transition to managing my health challenges with ME and fibromyalgia. I constantly asked Superhero, what is my real niche and passion? I found writing poetry both healing and therapeutic. Within 48 hours, I completed a creative piece of work. It inspired me to continue to write more poetry, develop my short stories and blogs for other websites. But the real light bulb moment came in 2012 when I picked up Eat That Frog again. With a refreshed mindset, a renewed can-do attitude, now as a full-time published writer, the book showed me simple ways to be effective using my time management skills, breaking down my writing day into small, achievable chunks. Sometimes, tired with a foggy brain, I removed myself from my writing space. A walk to clear my head, or I sat and sipped a green tea. I asked out loud, what are my highest value activities today? What is the most valuable use of my time right now? And what can I, and only I, do that have done well will make a difference? I still ask those questions daily, giving me the focus I need. Whether you are a creative writer or business professional, this book allows an integration of life and work with effective results. My final impressive book in this series is Laura Stewart's, author of best-selling What Would a Wise Woman Do? Questions to Ask Along the Way. Laura's mission to support and help people get off autopilot and create amazing, successful lives. Her guidance is actionable. Whether you are a creative, running a business, or you wish to make changes in your personal life too, her book has influenced many decisions I make daily. I continue to dip in and out, resetting goals and actioning key questions Laura asks. A captivating book. And by learning how to ask the right questions, thanks to Laura, we can change our lives, ensuring they flow as they need to. It was also a great honor and privilege to be a guest on Laura's show, It's All About the Questions, back in March 2016. One of my favorite quotes from her book, What Would a Wise Woman Do? Never, ever give up your dreams, because even though they may seem far away, they could come true tomorrow. And that quote is by Rosen Island from the Golden Girls. And I say, dear listeners, follow your heart and your passion. Step into life and go live your dream.